The financial data organisation Bloomberg is warning the federal government that if it scraps Australia's renewable energy target, it could cost the country thousands of jobs and billions of dollars in potential investment. An expert panel is reviewing Australia's pledge to produce 20% of its power from renewable resources by 2020. The lead author of the Bloomberg report, Kobad Vanagri, spoke to our business reporter, Pat McGrath.
The report looks at a number of different scenarios for the renewable energy target, which may or may not come out of the government's review. And what it conclusively finds is that reducing the renewable energy target, or indeed scrapping the target altogether, leads to a lot less employment, a lot less investment in renewables, and of course a lot less renewable capacity and higher power sector emissions. But what it also leads to is higher power prices for consumers and end users, and in turn, much larger revenues for the existing power companies who generate power in mainly coal-fired power stations.
So let's go through these one by one. So the fall in investment, you're saying it could be up to $21 billion in the lead up to the RET target date. How could it be that significant if it's such an attractive sector to invest in anyway?
Yeah, so renewable energy at the moment on the large scale, so large wind farms and solar parks, still need policy support in order to get built. They can't compete with the existing fleet of coal-fired power stations that have been built 20 and 30 years ago, mainly by state governments. The sector still needs some policy support in order to build clean energy generation.
So that $21 billion, that would be if the REP was scrapped altogether?
That's right. So the current renewable energy target, as currently in place, is expected to drive about $35 billion of investment in clean energy by 2020. Now, if that was cut, $21 billion of that would not get spent. And if it was reduced, we'd expect that about $12 billion less would be invested.
In terms of the jobs, so 11,000, up to 11,000 jobs could not be realised if the RET is scrapped. Where's that number from?
So that comes from our own studies that look at the amount of renewable capacity that would be built under the target or not built if we didn't have the target, and then looking at how many jobs building that capacity creates.
Well, how much does it create at the moment? How many jobs are currently in the sector?
We haven't actually done that analysis, but what we can see is that from now until 2020, we'd expect about 25,000 workers each year to be employed just in direct construction and operation.
And so in terms of the pricing here, so how much could reducing the target increase prices by, and how do you come to that number?
We find that wholesale electricity prices will be higher if the renewable energy target is cut or reduced. Electricity prices are likely to be around 2% higher in 2020 and about 6% higher by 2030.
But what's driving that? Why is it so much higher?
Without the renewable energy coming in to provide electricity to the wholesale market at low cost, when renewable energy generates, fuel is free. The wind and the solar power comes at zero cost. And so what that does is that puts downward pressure on the wholesale electricity price, and that eventually flows through to consumers. If you cut or reduce the renewable energy target and the amount of renewable generation in the system, there's less competition among the existing fossil fuel power generators. And also more energy will need to be supplied by coal and gas-fired generation, which is expensive at the time of production. And so that puts upward pressure on wholesale electricity prices.
And so what do you think the most likely outcome is of this report? Obviously, you provided a range of scenarios here, but what do you think could be the outcome and what do you think investors are preparing for?
It's very, very uncertain. Investors really have got no idea what the government is planning to do with the review. And this is leading to a complete hiatus in investment in renewable energy at the moment. We watch the space very closely, and it's very difficult to tell what the government's intentions are. One thing, though, which is of a lot of concern, is that the government so far has been dismantling almost every clean energy or climate-related policy that was put in place by the former government. We speak to investors and people involved in the energy industry overseas and locally, and what we can see is that all of them are very concerned and watching very closely as to what happens in Australia, and right now aren't really prepared to make any decisions because the policy environment is in a state of flux and high uncertainty.
That's Kobad Vanagri from Bloomberg New Energy Finance speaking to our business reporter Pat McGrath.